Thank you for joining us today. This is Pat, and I'm reading from the Clinton Journal for Friday, August the 7th. Front page. The city to replace the Alexander Street water main. Gordon Woods. Clinton. Commissioner John Wise announced during Tuesday's city council meeting the city was planning to replace a section of water main along Alexander Street. After a resident addressed the council during the last meeting, Wise said the city already was looking at replacing the main. The broken and leaking main along Alexander has been an ongoing saga, Wise said. Wise said the materials to perform the work were being placed on file. As soon as we can get going, the city crews are going to be working on that, Wise said. We've got a good crew of workers who can do just about anything. Wise said city workers would install the water main, which would save money. This will replace a bad piece of main that has been a problem for a long time, Wise said. He said the funds were not currently available to resurface the street. At the previous meeting, Wise said he understood the frustration involved when residents lose their water. He said the primary problem was the age of the city's infrastructure, a common problem across the U.S. Availability of funds to pay for the new water mains also is a problem. Wise also mentioned some residents recently had received double water bills due to an error in the city's billing system. He said the problem had been resolved, but for residents not to panic if they did receive any double billing. In other business, City Administrator Tony Harris proposed increasing the annual compensation to City Council members. Harris pointed out that compensation to commissioners was last set in 1995. It has not been updated or adjusted since that time, Harris said. Current compensation for the board's elected officials is $6,000 per year for commissioners, and $6,600 for mayor. He proposed doubling annual compensation to $12,000 per year. Harris said council members' compensation is no longer consistent with the increased cost of living, inflation, and increased responsibilities of their offices. He said he felt it was important to address the issue before the next election, which could attract a larger candidate base. Harris also said addressing the matter now ensures total transparency for the public and prospective candidates. He added that he would be interested in hearing the council members' thoughts on the proposal. Also from the front page, Clinton residents flag help launch new sports league. Gordon Woods. A Clinton man and his granddaughter recently played an important role in the first ever season of a professional sport league, the Women's Professional Baseball League, WPBL, launched its inaugural season, which began August the 1st at Robin Roberts Stadium in Springfield. A set of fortunate circumstances led to Kenny Atchison of Clinton and his daughter, Veda Smith, participating in the inaugural ceremony. Atchison, a member of the Clinton America 250 Committee, offered the league the use of the huge U.S. flag used during Clinton's July 4 activities. They said they had been looking for one, Atchison told the Journal. They invited me and my granddaughter over to Springfield for this moment when we could hold the flag during the national anthem. Atchison said thousands of fans from around the country attended the ceremony and the pair of games that followed. Game 1, the L.A. Queens versus the New York Heights, and Game 2, the San Francisco Firebells versus the Boston Hunters. After the ceremonial first pitches were thrown out and the teams introduced, we took our flag to center field while Martha Reeves sang the national anthem, Atchison said. We, of course, stuck around for the rest of the game, which was exhilarating. These women played phenomenally. Atchison said Veda's favorite part of the day was meeting professional ball player Maybelle Blair, who gave her some great advice on being a ball player, as well as getting to take home a foul ball. Veda is the daughter of Dad Justice Smith Thomas and Mom and Stepdad Caitlin and Austin Markham. In Game 1, the Queens beat the Heights 10-8 in a dramatic come-from-behind win. In Game 2, the Firebells pummeled the Hunters 11-8, according to the press release from the WPBL. We are so lucky to have this taking place less than an hour from our homes, Atchison said. I will never forget that day. And also in the news, there was a Sunday house fire. Clinton and surrounding fire departments responded at approximately 7 p.m. on Sunday to a house fire on Holiday Drive. The fire was contained in the kitchen area and handled quickly, Public Safety Commissioner Dan Ballinger told the Journal at the scene. He said the single occupant was not injured. Blake West of the Clinton Fire Department said it was the first use of the department's new pumper truck. Illinois Extension accepting applications for Fall Master Gardener Training Program. Clinton. Gardeners looking to expand their skills and make a meaningful impact in their communities are invited to apply for the Fall 2026 University of Illinois Extension Master Gardener Training Program. Master Gardener Training will be from 9 a.m. to noon on Tuesdays beginning September the 8th through November the 24th at the DeWitt County Extension's Office, 1160 Illinois 54, Suite B in Clinton. This adaptive model enables participants to incorporate the online coursework with their busy schedules while also attending weekly interactive sessions. Participants will complete 12 modules taught by the University of Illinois Extension educators and specialists, covering topics such as vegetable gardening, soils and fertilizers, annuals and perennials, plant diseases, integrated pest management, and more. Coursework includes videos, readings, and hands-on activities designed to build practical gardening skills. This is a great training option, offering flexibility for people who enjoy self-paced learning with hands-on component, says Horticulture Program Coordinator Beth Midland. Upon completion, participants can apply to become Master Gardener volunteers and participate in educational programming and projects in their communities. There is a $175 fee for this training, but waivers are available. Apply by August the 24th at go.illinois.edu/mgdmptraining. That's go.illinois.edu/mgdmptraining. Illinois Extension provides equal opportunities in programs and employment. If you need a reasonable accommodation to participate, please contact phone number 217-762-2191. And from the columns page, celebrating 91 years of Social Security. For 91 years, the Social Security Administration, SSA, has been a cornerstone in every American's retirement plan and provided support for survivors, families, people with disabilities, and our nation's most vulnerable. SSA sends out approximately 75 million payments each month, totaling $1.6 trillion throughout the year. In addition to paying benefits, the agency issues millions of Social Security numbers each year, maintains the wage records of workers, and more. The scope of what SSA does is enormous, and we are proud to serve the American people every day. Over the past year, the agency has made historic progress in customer service, digital transformation, and fraud prevention, delivering on a promise to protect and strengthen Social Security for all Americans. Our service delivery improvements include reducing the national 800 number average speed of answer from 34 minutes in 2024 to 8 minutes to date, a 75% reduction. Completing 385 million online transactions for the fiscal year 2026 for the year to date, a 37% increase from 2024. Shortening field office wait times by 30%. Reducing the initial disability claims backlog by over 30%, from a high of nearly 1.3 million in 2024 to 853,000, and decreasing disability hearing wait times by over 90 days to 260 days in the fiscal year of 2026 for the year to date, reaching historic lows. Saving $16 billion with better control environment. A core aspect of this transformation is the My Social Security online portal, which now boasts over 100 million accounts. This secure platform allows you with 24/7 access to your earnings records, benefit estimates, manage payments, update personal information, and more. All this can be accomplished without needing to call or visit an office. If you have not created your personal My Social Security account yet, get started today at www.ssa.gov/myaccount. That's www.ssa.gov/myaccount. SSA also renewed its focus on the Supplemental Security Income, SSI program, appointing a dedicated leader and launching an SSI improvement team to streamline processes, support recipients, and reduce improper payments. We invite you to learn how to apply for our SSI program at www.ssa.gov/ssi. Social Security will continue to deliver better service, faster decision on disability claims, and expanded digital access. Our commitment to protecting and preserving Social Security for generations to come is stronger than ever. Please share this information with your friends and loved ones who may need it, and post it on social media. And also from the columns page, simple ways to soothe bunion pain. This is the Savvy Senior column. Dear Savvy Senior, I'm a 62-year-old woman and have had a bunion on my big toe for years, but lately it's become more painful and is making it hard to find comfortable shoes. I'd like to avoid surgery if possible. What can I do to ease the discomfort and keep it from getting worse? Sore toe, Susan. Dear Susan, you are not alone. Bunions are very common, especially among women, and they often become more painful with age as the joint shifts out of alignment and inflammation sets in. What may have started as a minor nuisance can turn into ongoing discomfort, making it difficult to find shoes that fit comfortably. A bunion, known medically as hallux valgus, is a bony bump that forms at the base of the big toe when the joint moves out of place, causing the toe to angle inward. Over time, this pushes the joint outward, creating the noticeable bump. Why it happens? While tight or narrow shoes can make bunions worse, they're usually not the root cause. Genetics plays a major role, which is why bunions often run in families. Other factors like flat feet, arthritis, and past foot injuries can also contribute. Women tend to be more prone to them, partly due to the years of wearing high heels or shoes with narrow toe boxes. The good news is that most bunions can be managed without surgery, especially if your goal is to ease symptoms and slow their progression. Simple relief. The first place to start is with your shoes. Switching to footwear with a wide toe box, soft materials, and good arch support can make a big difference, while high heels and tight shoes that crowd your toes should be avoided. It can also help to shop later in the day when your feet are slightly swollen for a far more realistic fit. Beyond footwear, a few simple steps can help ease the pressure. Padding the area with over-the-counter bunion cushions can reduce friction, and if the joint becomes sore or swollen, icing it for 10 to 15 minutes a few times a day may bring relief. Anti-inflammatory medications like ibuprofen can often help if your doctor says they are appropriate for you. To further reduce strain, orthotic inserts, either store-bought or custom, can improve how your foot distributes weight. Toe spacers can also help by keeping the toes in a more natural position. While a night splint, such as Dr. Scholl's Bunion Relief and Toe Corrector, about $20, can gently guide the big toe into better alignment while you sleep. It may also help to rotate your shoes rather than wearing the same pair every day, reducing repeated pressure. In addition, gentle exercises such as stretching your toes, picking up small objects, or rolling your foot over a tennis ball can help maintain flexibility. It is important to keep expectations realistic. These steps will not eliminate a bunion, but they can make it more manageable. When to get help. If your bunion pain interferes with daily activities, or if you are developing corns, calluses, or other ongoing inflammation, it is wise to see a podiatrist or orthopedic specialist. They can evaluate the severity and recommend additional treatments. Also seek care if you notice redness, warmth, or significant swelling, which could signal irritation or infection around the joint. Surgery is typically advised only when conservative measures no longer provide relief. Today's procedures are more advanced than in the past and are often done on an outpatient basis, though recovery can take up to 6 months and bunions can sometimes reoccur. In the meantime, taking steps to protect your feet can go a long way. With the right care, many people are able to manage bunions effectively and stay comfortable and active on their feet. Send your questions or comments to questions@savvysenior.org. For those of you who may be heading to the state fair, know before you go to the Illinois State Fair grandstand in August, Springfield. If you are headed to the Illinois State Fair grandstand this year, brush up on these important reminders to help make your experience safe, smooth, and enjoyable. The Illinois State Fair is a family-friendly venue. The following measures have been put into place to protect all fairgoers. Security. All bags brought onto the fairgrounds are subject to a thorough search by security personnel or law enforcement officers. To maintain a safe environment for event attendees, entertainers, and staff, all grandstand ticket holders will pass through metal detectors prior to entering the grandstand. Following entertainment industry standards, the Illinois State Fair is adopting a clear bag policy for all grandstand events, including harness racing, concerts, and auto racing. All bags brought into the grandstand must be clear and no larger than 14 inches by 8 inches. Exceptions are made for diaper bags and medical bags, though these bags may be subject to search by security personnel or law enforcement officers. For a full list of security features at the grandstand, visit our website. If you exit the grandstand during the event, you must pass through the security screening process again before re-entering. Prohibited items. The following items are prohibited everywhere on the state fairgrounds: firearms and other weapons, illegal substances including drugs, laser pointers, drones, and air horns or similar noisemakers. All items found after entry will be confiscated and discarded. For more information about Illinois State Fair prohibited items, visit statefair.illinois.gov. prohibited-items.html1. Parking and public transportation. General parking is available through gates 4, 6, 7, 8, and 11. The closest parking for grandstand attendees include gate 6, infield, and gate 7. Accessible parking is available at gates 4 and 11, with complimentary tram service operating until 8 p.m. daily. Parking is $5 per vehicle per day. Rideshare companies such as Uber and Lyft will drop riders off at the main gate on the south side of the fairgrounds. Food and beverages. Grandstand concessions are cashless. Food may be brought into the grandstand. For safety reasons, all beverages sold inside the grandstand will be opened at the time of purchase. Drinks purchased on the track will be served in plastic cups. Bottles, cans, and sealed containers are not permitted in the track area. Outside beverage containers, including reusable cups, are prohibited inside the grandstand. Party tent. The party tent entrance is located at Gate 6, infield. Gates open at the time listed on your party tent ticket. Admission requires both a valid concert ticket and a party tent ticket, and both tickets will be scanned upon entry. Party guests will enter the concert venue directly from the party tent. The party typically lasts approximately 90 minutes, and the party tent closes when the concert gates open, generally 1 hour before showtime. At that time, all party tent guests must enter the concert venue. Re-entry into the party tent is not permitted. Guests arriving after the party tent has closed must enter through the grandstand gates listed on their concert tickets. Please note that refunds will not be issued for late arrivals. Tickets. If you purchased mobile tickets, be sure to download the tickets to your Ticketmaster app prior to arriving at the fairgrounds. This will ensure you have a consistent and reliable Wi-Fi signal to minimize the delays getting into the concert. And now in law enforcement news. Clinton Fire Department. Citations. July 29, Madison Zumwalt, 21 of Pena, was issued a citation for speed. July 30, Desmond Burries, 35 of Springfield, was issued citations for operating a motor vehicle with suspended registration and operating an uninsured motor vehicle. July 30, Isaac Martinez Metalvo, 19 of Bentonville, Arkansas, was issued a citation for operating an uninsured motor vehicle. August the 1st, Michael Henderson, 64 of Clinton, was issued a citation for driving with a driver's license expired more than 1 year. Henderson was issued a notice to appear. August the 2nd, Tiffany Amshoff, 52 of Elburn, was issued a citation for speed. August the 2nd, Samaj Fisher, 23, of Chicago, was issued a citation for speed. August the 2nd, Kaiser Redder, 26, Four Seasons, Missouri, was issued a citation for speed. Arrests. July the 31st, Zachary Weatherall, 28, Clinton, was charged with disorderly conduct. Weatherall was transported to the DeWitt County Jail and released to corrections. July 31st, Preston Dash, 38, of Clinton, was charged with operating a motor vehicle with no valid driver's license, criminal damage to property, criminal damage to government-supported property, reckless driving, and resisting obstructing a peace officer. Dash was issued citations for reckless driving and operating a motor vehicle with no valid driver's license. Dash was transported to the DeWitt County Jail and released to corrections. August the 2nd, Stephanie Phillips, 39, of Clinton, was charged with battery and resisting or obstructing a peace officer. Phillips was transported to the DeWitt County Jail and released to corrections. DeWitt County Sheriff's Office the week of July the 24th through the 31st. Lee Burries, 45, of Decatur, was issued a citation for speeding 80 miles per hour in a 65-mile-per-hour zone. Burries was released with no required court appearance. Neo Sammons, 26, of Decatur, was issued a citation for speeding 85 miles per hour in a 55-mile-per-hour zone. Sammons was released with a required court appearance. Kinsey Bostick, 24, of Urbana, was issued a citation for speeding. Bostick was released with no required court appearance. Jovan Hendricks, 49, of Decatur, was issued a citation for speeding 84 miles per hour in a 65-mile-per-hour zone. Hendricks was released with no required court appearance. Fatma Quatum, 31, Decatur, was issued a citation for speeding 76 miles per hour in a 55-mile-per-hour zone. Quatum was released with a required court appearance. Jeremiah Smith, 24, of Decatur, was arrested and charged with obstructing identification. Gennaro Hendricks, 33, of Decatur, was arrested and charged with driving while driver's license permit or privilege to operate motor vehicle is suspended or revoked. David Rose was arrested and charged with 3 DeWitt County warrants, charging him with failure to appear. All suspects are presumed innocent until found guilty in a court of law. From our history almanac for August the 7th, in 1914, Germany invaded France. In 1928, the U.S. Treasury Department issued a new bill that was one-third smaller than the previous U.S. bills. 1934, the U.S. Court of Appeals upheld a lower court ruling striking down the government's attempt to ban the controversial James Joyce novel Ulysses. In 1942, U.S. forces landed at Guadalcanal, marking the start of the first major Allied offense of the Pacific during World War II. In 1947, the Balsa Woodcraft Contiki, which had carried a 6-man crew 4,300 miles across the Pacific Ocean, crashed into a reef in a Polynesian archipelago. In 1960, the Cuban Catholic Church condemned the rise of communism in Cuba. Fidel Castro then banned all religious TV and radio broadcasts. In 1974, on this day, French stuntman Philippe Petit walked a tightrope strung between the twin towers of New York's World Trade Center. In 1987, the presidents of 5 Central American nations met in Guatemala City and signed an 11-point agreement designed to bring peace to their region. In 2003, Arnold Schwarzenegger announced that he would run for the office of governor. Again, on August the 7th, 1974, U.S. President Nixon announced that he would resign the following day. In 1978, the U.S. launched Pioneer Venus 2, which carried scientific probes to study the atmosphere of Venus. 1988, it was announced that a ceasefire between Iraq and Iran had begun. 1989, the space shuttle Columbus took off from Cape Canaveral, Florida. The trip was said to be a secret 5-day mission. And with that, I will wrap up our session for today. Join us again next week.